You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Hey, welcome everybody to another episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Super excited about this episode. There's going to be a really fun topic, one of our favorites. But before I get ahead of myself, Hayden, how are you doing today?
Ben, here we are. We're back. Really exciting episode today. This is one that I teased on LinkedIn. I got a lot of people messaging me wondering what it's about, and it is about gaming. I mean, this is something, Ben, that you and I, outside of the workforce, this is something we're passionate about. I know we've had some good times playing, so I was really looking forward to getting on somebody who's directly involved in the field here at AWS with gaming to hear a little bit about the advancements, to hear about the growth, and really how we're approaching that industry. So what an exciting time, Ben. But yeah, we're here. It's Friday as well, which makes this episode even better. But I'm doing good. So Ben, what's going on? What are you drinking today? Tell me about it.
Yeah, so today, just hydrating, getting some water. And then, hopefully it's sunny over here in the Seattle area. So hoping to go on a little light jog after work. So we'll see. How about yourself?
I got to step that up. I feel like you always time your workouts for after we record. And every time our listeners tune in, they got to just imagine this pinnacle of health that you are. So kudos to you there, because I got to step it up. But I myself, and going on this endeavor, I feel like you're working all the time. Well, I'm always trying a new drink. Today, I tried the Pepsi Wild Cherries and Cream Zero Sugar Soda. First time having it. It was really good. I have some here in my cup that I'm having for our YouTube viewers who are watching in my cup. That's good. I really enjoyed it. So that's what I have today, Ben. But outside of that, let's lay a bit of an agenda for our conversation today. So we're joined with Shree today, who's going to take us through a bit of the gaming industry here at AWS. She most recently just put out a blog post that you can find on AWS's blog page that really dives into the details of training for game development on AWS. So she'll touch on that a little bit. Outside of it, I'm sure we'll cover a bit of just games in general on AWS and what that really means. But outside of that conversation with Shree today, Ben, I wanted to start it off and have a little dialogue with you, because I want to set the table for our listeners. Maybe I would like to say, from an AWS perspective, I'm very novice when it comes to gaming and how AWS is involved. I obviously have my points from the research that I've done, but have you, from your time at AWS or even at Avahi, worked with much with gaming, Ben?
Yeah, I'm seeing these gaming use cases come up a lot more often right now. So we're seeing that some really cool new developments, especially when it comes to AI, things like that. Yeah. But when it comes to gaming, I would say, you know, you've seen my experience always being on top of the leaderboards, you know, let's say on Call of Duty. But you know, when it comes to the technical side of it, I always am curious just to learn more about, like, how are they putting on these large multiplayer games? And I know AWS does have a big part of that. So really curious to actually dive in and just get a better understanding.
Yeah, no, I agree. And when I was doing my research, so this was the first time that I've really dove into the gaming segment. I think I've had a few customers here and there that we've touched on at a high level, but I've always been kind of separated from that industry during my, you know, almost 4 years here at AWS. So I was doing my research. Ben, the gaming industry, this is a crazy statistic, is approaching $200 billion in global revenue. And when you look at that revenue, most of that growth that we're seeing, I mean, we're seeing it firsthand when you're logging onto Xbox and whatnot, but that's fueled by online and cloud-based gaming. A really phenomenal example of this is actually an AWS customer, Epic Games, where you could think of titles like Fortnite. Think of that time during COVID, Ben, when all we could really do was sit home and to hang out with our friends was to maybe play Fortnite, and all of that was just booming that gaming, one, interest point, and two, industry as a whole, because we were getting a lot of exposure to more hours of gaming that maybe we weren't doing before. I know I'm doing a lot less today than I was then, and my play definitely resembles that, because I'm half the gamer I once was. But still, aside from that point, I think that this industry as a whole is really starting to take off. And I don't quite know where the ceiling is, but I'm really excited to see how AWS accelerates that growth with companies such as Epic moving forward. So, Ben, that's just a statistic I saw that really grabbed my attention.
Yeah, no, and grabs my attention, especially thinking back during those height of the pandemic, during the
Yeah.
COVID years, if you will. And
Right.
yeah, I feel like everybody was hey, we have a lot of time on our hands, and I definitely spent probably too much time playing Fortnite as well. But it's
Right.
just crazy, all the demand, right? And we're able to scale it based on this big increase in usage. It's just a great use case when you think about the power of the cloud and what AWS is doing. So I really do
For
like
sure.
that point, and it's definitely a good way to really get into the perspective of like, hey, I just turn on the Xbox, enjoy the game, right? But there's so much intricacies that go on behind the scenes.
Yeah, and the other thing too, Ben, that I saw, which is neat. So I'm doing my research and just as we do with every episode, get up to terms with the topics. And as recent as yesterday, and I can't speak to this long, but you're seeing developments and new experiences from AWS being released. I saw Amazon GameLift streams being released, which is awesome. And just seeing that it's a capability that will help game publishers build and deliver global direct-to-player game streaming experiences, which just hearing that excites me because the potential there is really cool. So I'm excited as a consumer to leverage tools like that, but also from a AWS viewpoint, really love to see our investment into the space in that regard. I think a few other considerations I had when looking at this, you have to look at too, is when you're looking at gaming in general, you're going to see a lot of folks from all over the global state playing together, right? You're playing online and you're having these concurrent players. They have to have a backbone. And when I say they, I mean game developers have a backbone that supports that. Because as a consumer, my biggest gripe is when you're playing a game and there's lag. There is a delay between what you're seeing and what your opponent is seeing. And if a gaming developer can eliminate that or reduce that close to zero, that's a really enjoyable experience for me. So I love the complexity behind what all goes into it. I'm excited to learn more. And this is just what was going through my brain while I was researching. There's a lot of really neat technology behind what we see as consumers that I'm excited to learn more about.
Yeah, and one thing, just going back to your point on these different tools that game developers could leverage, there's always a big conference here in Seattle, PAX West, and with that, there's always this small indie gaming convention that they host right by it. And so, this is folks who are very passionate. They may not have the large budgets that a lot of like the conglomerate, game development companies have. But you just see the passion, right? And just the cool innovations. But the biggest thing that stuck out to me going there, everybody either had an AWS shirt, AWS stickers on their water bottle and laptop, and just, talking about, hey, what are you using behind this game? That was a common theme of AWS being behind it, right? So a lot of those technologies are being leveraged even when it comes to more of the smaller shops and even some of the hobbyists that are developing these cool, intricate games, for their followers.
Right. And the other thing too is that's right in our neighborhood, AWS's neighborhood, that convention gathering, whatever you want to call it, PAX West, which is huge. We're there. I mean, we have a lot of boots on the ground at these conventions that you can talk to folks and really pick their brain while you're there, whether you're a developer, a consumer, or a customer, or just someone who's intrigued about the industry. I lived in Seattle for 3.5 years, and every time this convention came into town, it was always really neat to see. I think last year, Ben, was when you went, right? And I remember seeing a lot of folks here. It brought a lot of traffic. So, nonetheless, Ben, any closing remarks in our conversation? Or I'm happy to invite Tree to really get us up to speed and hear her take because she knows a heck of a lot more than we do.
Yes, I know there's a lot of anticipation. A lot of our folks really like when Sheree comes on. Just the technical expertise is second to none, right? So
Yes.
it's very interesting. The times we did have Sheree as a guest are the highest charting episodes we've ever made. So there's been a lot of
Look
anticipation
at
to have you back on. Really excited. So Sheree, feel free to jump on for the newer folks and just give a quick introduction, if you will.
Hey everyone, thank you for inviting me back. It's always a pleasure to talk with y'all. But for the new folks, my name is Srivithya. I also go by Sri. I'm a solutions architect at Amazon Web Services, and I work with small, medium businesses. And I love games. I love playing video games since I was a kid. I started off with a Nintendo 3DS. I was playing Zelda, and then I migrated into an Xbox. So I started playing COD, a lot of COD, especially during COVID. It was fun just being able to connect with my friends, even though we couldn't see each other in person. And then after I got this job, I actually got my first PC. So I started playing my games in a lot better quality. So I got into Valorant. For those who don't know, it's a FPS game that is under Riot. And I love playing Valorant with my friends. But yeah.
That's awesome. And I feel like during COVID too, Sri and Ben, there was two people. You either, or during the pandemic, you were either playing Call of Duty or playing Fortnite, because I think that's right about the time that Warzone was released too. So like I said, that is something in my head that lives there that says that was a tipping point and an acceleration period for gaming as a whole. So listen, folks, you're in the hands of Ben and I being consumers, and then Sri, who's really intertwined in the industry. So excited to have this conversation, and it came at a really great time. So little backstory, we had this scheduled for a few weeks, I feel like, and Sri kept kind of saying, hey, let's just wait for this conversation. There's something coming up that I could speak to. And eventually her blog was posted as of a couple days ago. I think it was like March 3rd now that I'm looking at it. And her blog, which is Press Start on AWS Training for Game Development, dropped. And this was right then. We had this call scheduled and this conversation scheduled for the Friday. So perfect timing. We're going to talk a bit about the blog, but also just games in general on AWS. So I'll start there for you, Sri, if that's all right. Let's start with a very broad question for our listeners. What is games for AWS?
Yeah, so AWS Games, or GameTech, it essentially provides cloud services tool solutions that helps developers create, operate, and scale their games, like services like Amazon GameLift and different infrastructure services like the compute and storage for every stage of their game development. It also includes different training resources like hands-on experimentation with the AWS workshops, different learning paths, and blogs and other resources to help develop their knowledge on AWS so they can build out their games.
That's super interesting. It's really cool, especially reading through the blog post, how much emphasis AWS is putting into this. And, you know, just kind of curious, I know, you know, going back to the earlier conversation between Hayden and I, you know, there's just so much that goes on behind these video games that we all love and enjoy. And the developers put in so much hard work. You know, I'm just curious to hear a bit more about, you know, how does AWS prepare developers, you know, for the gaming industry and really being able to leverage a lot of this new technology?
Yeah, and that's where my blog comes in, because my coworkers, Kenneth Tang and Michael Orman, we realized that there were a lot of documentations, technical resources just scattered everywhere, and you have to do a deep search into Google to figure it out. So we decided to make a comprehensive guide to help game developers build out their cloud expertise while focusing specifically on game creation. So for this blog, we went into key sources or key areas for the AWS Skill Builder trainings, which are digital courses for hands-on experience, the AWS workshops and immersion days for real-world gaming solutions. We also touch base on different AWS certifications that you can take to make sure that you are aligned on AWS services, and then also additional resources like GitHub repositories, architecture guides, and different educational programs.
You bring up a good point there, and I don't want to cut you off, but in regards to the certification piece, because that's where we see a lot of our builders or enthusiasts or just folks who are trying to up their knowledge on AWS, they like to start there or continue their journey there or really just jump into the next level of their journey from certifications. So in regards to certifications in the gaming realm, where should gaming professionals start? Where do you recommend? What paths do you see along those lines, if you could share with us?
Yes. On the blog, we also highlight the three blogs, the three different certifications that we have, starting off with the Solution Architect Associate. This ideally helps developers understand how to design for the well-architected frameworks. It covers key services like Amazon EC2 instances, Amazon Simple Storage Service, and also all the basics for the databases and networking. And it's really a good foundational knowledge. Then we also touch base on the Developer Associated. This also focuses on AWS services that are good for application development, specifically on the back end with AWS Lambda, DynamoDB, and API Gateway. It also goes over key concepts like how to do the CI/CD pipeline and also different security implementations that you should have. And then lastly, we touch base on the networking specialty. This is really good for modern games who need a sophisticated networking infrastructure with hybrid IT infrastructures, because we in SMB, I've seen a lot of customers work on-prem and also on AWS. So it's good to make sure that your data is encrypted and you have a good networking strategy being with AWS Transit Gateway or the VPC design. So all written in the blog as well.
Hey, Sri, that's super helpful. Just, you know, on the same note, I've been also hearing a lot of buzz when it comes to the AWS Game Tech Learning Plan. Can you give our listeners a bit more context there?
Yes. So the AWS Game Tech Learning Plan is a bunch of resources for game developers, including reference architectures, white papers, documentation, and just best practices focused on game development, operations, and scaling your infrastructure. It provides guidance for different roles. It could be with architectures like me, game developers, data engineers, data analytics, and the learning path specifically teaches just the different workloads that are supported by different various AWS services, how to integrate these services with your game, how to address different challenges that you face hosting your game, like managing and scaling multiplayer games with the different services like Amazon GameLift. It also teaches you how to collect, process, and analyze the data. For example, how to improve game design, increase efficiency of game operations, and then just making strategic and financial decisions. So it is a self-paced program that lets you power up your knowledge based on AWS at your own pace.
So what I'm getting at is there's a lot of avenues folks can take to brush up on their skills. Let's say you're in a situation where you're a developer, you're maybe at a large gaming development company, or you are at one of these indie developing companies, but you want to step into the AWS training, whether that's Skill Builder or a proper, you know, sit-down discussion with our TNC team. What game development skills can I expect to learn through these training programs? What will I get in return, I guess, and bring back to my team?
Yes, I actually had this conversation with someone at PAX. I went there last year, so a really good conference to go talk to a bunch of indie gamers and test out their games. But with what developers can learn with the AWS trainings is different types of workloads. For example, you can learn about game server management, how to host and deploy your game on AWS, especially multiplayer games, and how to do server management and being able to scale up and down based on performance. You also have backend development, how to make sure that the microservices that you're using, how to use containers, how to integrate databases and API deployment and management. And additionally, we also have analytics and data management, because you also want to keep track of your data and you want to see what your players are doing. So you can also do real-time player data analytics. You can also just engage with your players by doing analytics on them. And also, really, really important is security and performance. You want to make sure that you have player authentication done properly, because you don't want people to log into different accounts. So that is a good first step. Also, just game infrastructure security, and also being able to scale up and down based on performance.
That's super insightful and just exciting to hear. you know, how much resources are out there for folks to leverage to really learn and keep developing their skills, depending on where they're at within their game development and cloud journey, if you will. You know, Sheree, once again, reading through this blog, it's super helpful. There's so much context within it. And I'm hearing buzz from a lot of folks who have read it that, hey, this is super helpful. But the question that keeps coming up that I'm hearing is like, how often is the AWS gaming related training content, if you will, how often is that updated?
Yes, so AWS continuously updates its game tech content based off of new services and features that are released. For example, Amazon GameLift streams that you just mentioned that was dropped recently. We make sure that there are AWS samples or architecture diagrams or even white papers or technical guidance available and ready to go for customers with their use cases and to make sure that they have a successful game implementation.
I'm going to throw you a question off the wall here, and this is a fun one, so I think our users might like this. But, and I'll answer it too after, and I would hope Ben does the same. But now that you work at AWS, you've been a gamer your whole life. Looking at gaming, knowing what you know at AWS, how has that changed your perception of the gaming industry or just buying a new game and playing it? You know, are you experiencing or looking at things differently now knowing what you know, would you say?
Oh, 100%. Where I started off with COVID playing games just for fun to like interact with my friends or just talked with them through Discord. So being able to see how actual games are being created with different engines and different servers and understanding the actual infrastructure that goes behind it, I'm more amazed when I play these games. I understand how difficult it is and how cool it is and how much thought and processes go behind these game developers to be able to play the games that we all love and play.
I agree. That was my word too, is just the amazement. Like, you kind of marvel at the idea of everything that's going on in the background of us to come home from work and hop at the game at 5:30 and play for a couple hours. Like, everything that's moving in the background to let that experience happen and for it to be stress-free and a release for you is amazing and marveling at that. Ben, how about you? You know, you talked a little bit about your leading leaderboards. Knowing what you know, what comes to mind for you when you think of gaming now? You know, instead of just crushing everybody, right?
Hayden, I can tell you're trying not to laugh. Hayden's seen firsthand, you know, how I am on Call of Duty. And trust me, I appreciate you not embarrassing me too much. But I would say one of the things that changed my perspective, especially when I was really studying to get the Associate Solutions Architect exam, it was always helpful to look at the architecture diagram and understand how the services are interconnected and work together, right? Depending on what use case there is. I looked up a few of your, you know, typical architecture diagrams when it comes to gaming use cases and just blown away about how much is going on behind the scenes. Even something as simple as like, hey, a multiplayer game that you need to update the stats so often, right? In real time. You know, we're literally talking about having so many services interconnected to where in milliseconds, those stats are updated, that data is held, and the game is scaling outward to depending on the usage and users that are on it. So, you know, still hard to wrap my head around it completely, to be honest. But, you know, I think it's just an exciting time to be in that gaming industry.
Definitely. Well, Sheree, thank you for joining us. And I would be remiss if I did not ask you the question, and I forgot. But what are you drinking today? And also leave us with any closing thoughts that you have.
Of course. Today, I'm drinking my all-time favorite drink. It is a lavender latte with oat milk and honey. A good combination of different flavors.
I love that. Awesome. Well, Sheree, thank you for joining us. Once again, everybody, her blog post, Press Start on AWS Training for Game Development, we will link that in the description as well as our various social media posts so you can check that out firsthand. Ben, really good discussion today. I enjoyed hearing where we can learn more and personally, you know, some of these certifications are things that I might even begin to look at, right? It's just something that I have a general interest in. And I think understanding at more of a technical level always lets me invest more of myself into that hobby. So, hey, I really enjoyed the conversation, Ben, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yes, I'm looking forward to the next one as well. Like, super exciting. I know it's a Friday. I'm not sure, when the listeners will be listening to this, but it's Friday right now for us. I think next steps involved us all getting on Call of Duty. Hayden, I need you to carry the team. What do you think?
Ben, I'll see what I can do for you, but I think we need Shree to be there.
I'm a bit
Bringing in
rusty.
the expertise. Love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for listening. I look forward to seeing everybody in the next episode, and everyone take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.